So give me an idea. You arrive. Mm-hmm. You've been asked by Miller to coordinate things. Mm-hmm. What, you're a 30-year-old woman, is mm-hmm. that right? Mm-hmm. And the first question is, what was the ratio of men to women?
Oh, let me count the women out of that 60. Maybe three of us.
Okay.
Three or four.
Did you know these other people?
Oh, absolutely, because they're people that we had worked with. Bill Ogle, of course, was there. All of these people we had worked with in the testing program,
right?
You know, that were there. The deputy manager, Dr. Charles Williams, mm-hmm. who had recently come to the mm-hmm. Nevada office from mm-hmm. Livermore, was really in charge of the Anchorage operations. Bob Talgott, who was mm-hmm. the test director or the test manager at that time for all testing activities, the assistant manager for operations, was the man that was really going to be on the island and was on the island mm-hmm. the day it was detonated.
Yeah.
So, and then we had many of our internal people, scientists. We had just recently hired a Dr. Elwood P. Douthat to take care of health and safety, or to be the health and safety representative. Remember, this was the first test that was subject to NEPA, because NEPA was enacted in 1969.
Explain that to me.
National Environmental Policy Act. So that meant you had to develop an environmental impact statement. So this was the very first test that was subject to NEPA and had a specific environmental impact statement that was written about it.
So let me understand this. This is something I didn't know about. For there on forward, at Nevada or anywhere, this had to be done? Is that what you're
actually
saying?
Yes. And let me kind of qualify that. For the off-sites, you would have to have a specific environmental impact statement or go through a NEPA process, which could result in an environmental impact statement. When you go through a NEPA process, you make a decision as to whether an EIS is required or not. It may be that you only need an environmental assessment, which is a lot less demanding, if you will.
Okay.
Obviously, when you're going to Anchitka Island and detonating a 5-megaton bomb, you do an environmental impact statement.
Yeah.
And that was, all of that was what was being challenged in court.
Correct.
And so... You know, that was an interesting historical point, because this was the first, it was challenged in court, it held up at the Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
and the decision came down the day of the detonation.
Mm-hmm.
And rather remarkable, because it wouldn't probably have happened at all that way today, I don't know.